Two for detention today. Interesting. I don't think I've seen you here before. I trust this will not turn into a nasty little habit now. You best use your time wisely and check over today's book. There's only one, so share and play nice. I'm going to head to the office and work through some emails. I'm sure you two won't do anything stupid now since you're already in trouble once. I'll be back soon.
Sex ed. Great. Doesn't get more cringeworthy than that. First, I get in trouble when the high school bully picks on another kid, and then I get blamed for throwing a pencil. A freaking pencil. Now I have his dumbass right next to me, sharing a book which involves some really weird stuff. Might as well take notes. Got nothing better to do. What is there to get? You start with no knowledge, so take on board what it says and call it a day. What? You asked me a question and I answered. Jesus, why are you so on edge all the time? Such an asshole. I hate to pull the card, but what are you gonna do? Beat up a girl? That's a pretty weak move if you ask me. You're what? Almost twice the size of me? Not much to brag about. Hurting someone who can't defend themselves. Why should I be surprised though? You only pick fights you know you can win. No, actually, you asked for help. Maybe pointing out your dick tendencies would help you grow a few brain cells. Huh? You want me to directly teach you sex education? This stuff is embarrassing enough when the teacher explains it, and you want me to do it? Do I look like I know how male genitalia works? Shut up. You reek of virgin yourself. Now stop looking so shocked and sit down and I could actually teach you a thing or two. Maybe you could take the pop quiz once in a while and the teacher will put his back in their good books again. I've never been in trouble before. This is awful. Yuck. Jeez. Alright, I'll read. Want me to start with a guys or girls? Okay. The male genitalia system consists of both external and internal parts. The external male genitalia includes the penis, the urethra, and scrotum. The internal male genitalia include the seminal vesicle, testes, vas deferens, some word I can't even pronounce, prostate, some gland, and the ejaculatory duct. Seriously, I can't even say half these words. There's a lot more than what I thought, though. What on earth? No, I'm not. I'm just hot. Ugh, fine, I guess. This idiot, I swear. Anyway, the penis is the main part of external male genitalia, which has both sexual and bodily functions. It is able to ejaculate semen containing sperm during sex. Males are born with foreskin, however, due to societal constructs, some may have it removed due to religious or health concerns. Oh, now I feel dumb. That would explain some things. Oh, nothing, just the differences. That you can get like 4 skinless ticks, I guess. If we are speaking objectively, yes, there's something hot about gently pulling the skin back to reveal the tip. So cute. Anyway, there's nothing to talk about, it's just personal preference. Every girl is different, I just simply prefer it. No. You mean right here? You're just gonna take it out? What happens if someone sees us? Promise no one will know? Okay then. What? You're gonna make me do it? Fine, but you have to do the rest. It's your heart. It's very big and thick, I guess. Bonus points because you shave. That's a lot nicer. No, I could never do anything as lewd as that. Jesus, it's just standing up on its own, twitching. I wonder what it would be like to put it in my mouth. Maybe a few cock strokes would be okay. Just try to keep it down. It's... the skin is doing its thing. If I pull it back, it reveals the tip and I can move it back over again. Covering up the tip. Making it less sensitive to my touch. Although not directly my intention, I see no harm in this, for now. It's just, it honestly looks so good and fun to play with. It's much harder than I could have imagined. For some reason, I thought cocks would be nice and squishy, but yeah. What do you mean? Fine, but for the record, no, I don't quite trust you. Ugh, that's sore. I guess. Yeah, just give me a second. That wasn't bad. Your breathing's changed. Is everything okay? Like this? What happens if I put my lips around it? What do you mean? anything like that. You're crazy. I guess. I want your fat cock inside me. Just promise you'll go easy at first, alright? I'll guide it in, just don't come in me. Not to get technical, but if you do release, I'm not insured if you will. Let me guide it in. You're stretching me. This is a bad idea. Don't you dare move a fucking muscle. I will end you right now. You better not be making stuff up now. This area is super sensitive, so just be nice, okay? Holy shit, that's very different when someone else is doing it. Okay. Can you start thrusting now? I think I can handle it for you. Well, yeah, everyone does it. It really shouldn't be a surprise. Those who say they don't are either asexual or too embarrassed to admit it. I mean, fuck. Doesn't this feel amazing? I think I'm gonna lose my mind to the pleasure. If you keep rubbing me like that, I'm gonna be coming real quick. Like I said, no finishing inside me, even if I want it. Jeez, let me think. It's a bad idea, and you know it. I would be lying if I wasn't interested in being red. It's just kind of my kink. Come so badly at the same time you fill me up. squeezing down every last drop from your cock. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. Mark me as yours. Thank you, Daddy.